This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Shalom aleichem, baruchim haba, I'm afrei lechin. Isru Shushan Purim. Afrei lechin, Tezayin, Adar. Quick turnaround from Purim to Parshas Kisisa. We're ready, Shloshim Yom Kodem Achag. And we have an amazing topic tonight, Shurim on Sefer Shemois. First of all, the Shurim of Tavshin Pei Vav are dedicated by the Israeli family, Le'iloi Nishmas, Malka, Bas, Yosef, Ganeden, Te'im Nuchasa, should be Melitzei Shem for their whole family, and B.S. Gal Tzedek. Sefer Shemois is dedicated by Dr. Zakim and Mishpachta, Le'iloi Nishmas, Rav Shalom Eliezer ben Rav Yaakov Zakim, and Rivka Bas Tzvi Halevi and Rav David and Rav Yaakov Tzvi HaKoyein. Tonight's shir is dedicated by my dear friend, Rav Yitzchak Yeager, the author of the Halachic Series Guidelines, Le'iloi Nishmas, his father's 10th yahrzeit on Yud Ches Adar, Rav Elisha Meir ben Alexander Zusha, Gan Eden Te'im Nuchasa, Yishbi Amelitz Yoshev, his whole family, Adbi Eskael Tzedek. Okay, so as you know, the Sefer Berachos HaTzedek is available. There are now, I don't know, four more copies left in the United States. We're now on our fourth printing, Baruch Hashem. Okay, I'm not going to tell you how many or how little have been in each printing, but we are on our fourth printing. And, of course, they were ready to be flown out here, Matzoy Shabbos. But what can you do? It was either getting Khomeini then or getting, so we had to take care of Khomeini, but that means the Berachos HaTzedek has to wait a little bit. But in the meantime, there's been some very good news. First of all, I'm going to hold up on that for a moment. We're moving on to new Svarim. Make sure you get your Svarim on Pesach. Shloshim Yom Kodem Achag, Magdar Kia on Pesach, Haggadah, Art Scroll Haggadah, and if you want it, it's in Spanish, and it's in French. So if you want to ask the Manishtan, and many people figure, you know, I asked the Manishtan in English last year. This year I want to do it in French. I want to do it in Spanish. So, you know, that's available. Okay, so the exciting news is there, if anybody wants to get involved in upcoming publications, Berachos HaTzedek, multi-volume work for Art Scroll. If anybody wants to get involved in that, there are a number of other English works in the queue, including the one furthest along is Chinuch HaBanim, also in Lashon HaKodesh. So if you want to find out about any upcoming projects, there's a clip that's going to be on the top of the Shiurim page. You could see upcoming projects. Parshas Kisisa, which of course the main subject matter of the Parsha is Chet HaEgel. In the Navi Yeshaya, Perek Mem Tes, Pasuk Tes Vav, and we lane it in the Shiva Dinachemta, and it's the Haftorah of Parshas Ekev. We say, Hasishka Achisha Ula Meirachem Ben Bitnach Gamei Lesishkachna Ve'anoichi Lo Yeshkachech. Can a woman forget her child? Meirachem Ben Bitnach. Will she ever forget to have mercy on her progeny? Would a woman ever forget her child? Maybe sometimes a father forgets about the child. But could a mother forget her child? Would that ever happen? It's highly unlikely. It's extremely rare. But even if that were to happen, even if the day would come that a mother forgets about her child, gam eila sishkachna, even if these would forget, God says, I will never forget about you. That's one of the prophecies of consolation that the Navi Yeshaya relates to Klal Yisrael, that Hashem loves us so much and Hashem will never forget us, that even if a woman were to forget about her progeny, Hashem says, I will never forget you. However, the Gemara in Brachos darshins this pasuk amazingly. The Gemara in Brachos says, Amra lefanav ribono shelam. Klal Yisrael says, God Almighty, Hoel ve'ein shikcha lefnei chisech vaydecha. Since there is no forgetfulness before your throne of glory, maybe you'll never forget the sin of the golden calf. You know, God doesn't forget. So we say, Hashem, maybe no matter what happens, you're always going to remember the sin of the golden calf. Hashem says, Gam ela sishkachna. I'll forget about it. When you need me, I'm going to forget about it. Don't worry about it. Okay? So even though we're concerned, Hashem will always remember the sin of the Chedo Egal, Hashem says, don't worry, I'll forget it. So then we say, if you forget things, maybe you'll forget you gave us the Torah and you chose us as your beloved nation. Anoichi, I won't forget. What's anoichi? Anoichi Hashem lekecha. So, eile, I'll forget. Eile seshkachna, v'anoichi lo yeshkochech. The Gemara continues, v'haynud am Rebbe Lazar, am Rebbe Oshia. May dechsiv gam eile seshkachna. What does Hashem mean, I'll forget about eile? Ze masa ha'egal. Why is the egal eile? Rashi explains, because at the egal we said, eile Elohecha Yisrael. We turn to the egel and we said, these are your God, Israel. Va'anoichi is Sinai, shenemar, anoichi Hashem lekecha. An amazing Gemara. The Gemara says that we were afraid that Hashem, that the day will come, we're going to need Hashem to help us. We're going to have an enemy in Iran, and we're going to have to go on a covert operation, and it's going to have to be precision timing. And we're worried, well, what if Hashem remembers the eagle at that moment? Then we're a toast. So Hashem said, don't worry, I forgot about the eagle. Eile seshkachna. But the question is, well, if Hashem forgets, maybe He's going to forget. He gave us the Torah. Hashem said, that I'll never forget. Hashem has selective memory, which, by the way, every human being must have selective memory. You have to have selective memory in this world. There are going to be people in this world who say stupid things to you every single day. Not only that, the people closest to you are going to say dumb things to you. They're going to say hurtful things to you. And they don't really mean it. So you need to forget about it. So you say, well, then maybe I don't have to have Hakar Satoiv for all the good things they do. No. You have to have selective memory in this world. Who do you learn it from? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem has selective memory. If that's the only thing you learned the whole year, it was worth it. It's important to have selective memory. No matter what, you're going to have family, you're going to have relatives, you're going to have closest relatives, you're going to have rabbis. They're going to say things they didn't mean to say. And you're going to say, there's some people, who's your Rav? I don't have, my Rav, the Rambam. The Rambam, you ever hear? My rabbi is the Rambam. Why? Because that's the last person, he's afraid. So far the Rambam hasn't rubbed him a bad way, you know? He's the only rabbi that didn't rub him the wrong way. Could this rabbi have this issue with that? Okay, people are flesh and blood. So you need to have selective memory in this world. So Hashem says, I'll forget about the Egal, and I won't forget about Sinai. Gam Eila Sishkachna. I'll forget about Eila. Eila is the Egal. Va'anoichi is Matan Torah. But there are a few questions over here. Because it almost sounds like, oh, Hashem, we never would have expected you would forget about the Har Sinai. But now that you forget about the Egal, maybe now you're going to forget about Har Sinai. What does one thing have to do with each other? In other words, because Hashem's going to forget about the Egal, that's a reason why you'll forget about Matan Torah? What does the Egal have to do with Matan Torah? Why do these two things go hand in hand? And furthermore, and I love this question, why emphasis on Hoyo ve'ein shikcha lefnei chisech vaydecha? There's no forgetfulness before your throne of glory. Just say, God, you don't forget. Maybe you remember the Egal. Why are we bringing the throne of glory? What does the throne of glory have to do with this? Why? Because there's no forgetfulness before the throne of glory. Just say, Hashem, you don't forget. Okay, friends, so we come to an amazing episode in the beginning of the Chumash in Bereishis, where Yaakov Avinu goes to Har Habayis and he dreams, he falls asleep. Vayishan, vayachaloim, vihine sulam mutzav arza, v'roishoy magia shamayma, vihine malachei Elokim, oylim v'yardim, he sees a ladder, and there are angels going up and down the ladder. Interesting dream. Did you ever dream about a ladder with angels going up and down the ladder? Let's take a poll. How many people here have dreamt about a ladder with angels going up and down? Just checking. And then Yaakovina wakes up. Vayikatz Yaakov Mishinasai. By the way, there's a dot in the shin. That means it's a shvana, not Mishnasai. He didn't wake up from learning. There are people, by the way, they start learning and they fall asleep. First it's just a snooze, then it's a slumber, then it's a full, then they're expired. They're not even alive anymore. That's how deep they fall asleep. That's not, it doesn't say Vayikatz Yaakov Mishnasai. He didn't wake up from learning. With that's if there was no dot in the shin. Because there's a dot in the shin, it's Mishinasai, from his sleep. So you have to know what a shvana and a shvanach is. So Yaakov woke up from his sleep. Vayomer achein yesh Hashem b'makom hazeh. Indeed, there is God in this place. Va'anoichi lo yadati, says the great Mekubal, Rabbi Shimshon me'ashtrapal. He says, we have a tradition that on the Kisei HaKavod, on the throne of glory, there are four images. There's a lion, Ari. There's a Nesher, eagle. There's a Kruv. There's a cherub. And there's Yaakov Avinu. Adam. There's a person, Adam. There's an Adam. And the Adam is Yaakov Avinu. Ari, Nesher, Kruv, Yaakov. Yaakov knew there's a lion on the Kisei HaKavod. He knew there was a Nesher. He knew there was a Kruv. He didn't know he was there. So when Yaakov Avinu dreamt, he saw the Kisei HaKavod. So he wakes up and says, Achein! Achein! Ari, Kruv, Nesher. Achein! Indeed, there's a lion, there's a cherub, there's a eagle. But ve'anoichi! Well, yeah, I didn't know I was there. Yaakov said, I didn't know I was there. Or, Va'anoichi Ari Kruv Nesher Yaakov Lo Yadati. I didn't know I was also there. It's like a double meaning. Achein Yesh Hashem B'makom Hazeh. There is Hashem Achein Ari Kruv Nesher, a lion, a cherub, an eagle. Yesh Hashem B'makom Hazeh. Va'anoichi Ari Nesher Kruv Yaakov, or I didn't know. Okay, very interesting. The problem is, really, are these the four things on the Kisei HaKavod? Ari Nesher Kruv.
Sure. No.
Yeah. Very good. Very good. You had a good Purim. You were Makabal Torah Ba'ava. You had a dream? That's very good. What kind of wine did you drink? What percent? Four? What?
If you have to look, you're in trouble.
You have to look here. Okay. In what exactly, Rabbi Yitz is asking, Wait a second. Isn't there a different image on the Kisei HaKavod? What happened to the shar? Isn't there an ox on the Kisei HaKavod? So actually there's a contradiction between two psukim in Yechezkel. The pasuk says, Va'arba fanim le'echad, p'nei ha'echad p'nei ha'kruv, p'nei ha'sheni p'nei adam, v'ha'shlishi p'nei aryeh, v'arvi p'nei nesher. That's what it says in Yechezkel Perek Yud. However, by the way, the Gemara in Chulin says the angels that were going up and down, they're going up and down, and they were checking out the image of Yaakov Avinu on the Kisei HaKavod. That's what they were checking out. They were going up and down, checking out Yaakov Avinu. What? That's funny? That's not funny. Well, you were there also? They were checking out Yaakov Avinu. The problem is in Yechezkel Perek Aleph, Udemus Pneihem, Pnei Adam, Ufnehe Arye El Hayomin Arbatam. Lion is on the right side. Ufne Sharme Hasima El Arbatan. The ox is on the left side. Ufne Nesher El Arbatan. And there's an eagle there. So it's a stira. What's on the Kisei HaKavod? Is there a cherub or is there a shar? So the Gemara in Chagiga asks this question. The The answer is Amrei Shlakish. Yecheskel saw the Kisei HaKavod. And he said, Oy vai, there's a shara on the Kisei HaKavod. Bikei shel Avrachamim. V'hafchu l'kruv. He prayed and he transformed the ox into a cherub. Why? Amrei L'farim Vansham. Kategar Yasa Sanegar. The prosecutor is going to become the defense attorney. Who's the prosecutor? The shar, the ox. The ox, right? It says about the egel, Vayamiru es kvoidam betavnes shar oichel esev. They exchange God for an ox. So originally there was an ox on the throne of glory. So Yechezkel takes a look up there at the throne of glory. He says, oy vai, this is going to be trouble. You have an ox in front of you on your throne of glory at all times? That means you'll never forget the egel. There's always going to be an ox prosecuting. So Yechezkel davened, and he transformed the ox into a kruv. So the Gemara asks, my kruv, Amar Rav Avo, karavya, a kid. Shekein bevavel koyin liyanuka rabia. In Babylon, they call a kid a rabia. So Rav Papa says, but there's already a person on the Kisei HaKavod. How many people do you need? So the Gemara says, one is an adult, Yaakov, and one is a kid. Now, interesting though, by the way, the Marsha says, the remez that the shar was a prosecutor is the pasuk says in Yechezkel Perek Yud, I'm sorry, in Perek Aleph, it says the ox is on the left side. The left side. On the right side was Pnei Adam, was Yaakov. He's the defense attorney on the right side. He's right wing, yeah? He's defending them. On the left side, on the left are the prosecutors. That's why the ox was on the left side. And what does Yechezkel do? Yechezkel prays that the prosecutor turns into a defense attorney, and therefore it was turned into a kruv. Now, asks Hagoyin, Reb Pinchas Friedman, Shlita, why then would Yaakov Avinu see the version of the Kisei HaKavod after it was transformed by Yechezkel? Yechezkel came, let's ask some Jewish history, okay? Who came first? Yaakov Avinu, or Yechezkel HaNavi? Right? We know first Yaakov, then Yechezkel. Like people ask, who came first? The Rashba, or the Rebbe, my Rebbe's father. People don't know. Who came first, the Ben Ish Chai or the Vilna Gaon? So, you got to get your Jewish history. First Yaakov Avinu, and then Yechezkel. So why in the world would Yaakov Avinu see the image of the Kisei HaKavod before Yechezkel transformed it? Why would he see the Kruv? Why would he see a cherub? Achein, Ari Kruv Nesher. So says the Shvilei Pinchas, actually you could expand the remez of Rav Shamshon of Ashtapal. Because Rav Shamshon of Ashtapal, Achein Yesh. He saw everything. Ari, Kruv, Nesher, Yaakov, Shar. He saw everything. But I didn't know, he said, I was there. So he actually saw both versions. Hashem showed Yaakovino the pre-transformation and the post-transformation. He saw it as a kruv, and he saw it as a shar. So let's ask ourselves, why did Yechezkel turn the shar into a kruv? Why a kruv? I understand you want to get that kruv out of here. You want to get the shar out of here. Why would he exchange the ox into a cherub? What's the logic of that? So actually, there's an amazing Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Daled Amud Beis. The Gemara says, number 14, Amar Rabbi Shoban Levi, Lo Asu Yisrael Es HaEgel El Alita In Pischa In Peh LeBalei Tshuva. The Jewish people only built the Egel to give an opening of repentance to Balei Tshuva. Shenemar Mi Yitein V'Hoya Levavam Zeh Lohem L'Yira Oisi Kal Hayamim. The Jewish people were on a level where they said, if only we would fear Hashem for this way eternally. Rashi explains, the Jewish people in the Midbar were on such a high level that they never would have done the sin of the golden calf. Rashi explains they were giboyrim, they were mighty, they were shalitim. They never would have sinned with the golden calf. This was not a temptation for them. They really had the wherewithal to overcome. They were not really worthy that the Yetzer should rule over them. But Hashem, so to speak, made them do it to teach that no matter how badly you fall, you could always recover. In other words, it's not that the Jewish people and the sin of the golden calf, it was such a strong temptation that, you know, they just fell. No. They catapulted themselves to a much higher level that they really, on their own, were not tempted by it. Hashem, so to speak, made them do it. That's what the Gemara says. Why did Hashem make them do it? So that in the future, if anybody makes a mistake, you could always recover from it. So, when somebody does tshuva, we say that when you do tshuva, what do you become like? You become kekatan shenoylad. You become like a child. You become clean. You become pure. You're pure. You're purified. It's like you're recently born. So Yecheskel tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, if there's going to be a shar on the Kisei HaKavod, it's always going to remind you of the Chet HaEgel. This is not going to be good for us. It's going to be an eternal prosecution. Let's transform it into a child. The child represents the process of tshuva, and it's going to remind you that they really weren't worthy to do the Savera. They only did it because you wanted to broadcast the ability to do tshuva for all future generations. Friends, with this approach, I think we could come back and answer our questions of why the Klal Yisrael said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there is no forgetfulness before the Kisei HaKavod. We ask that the Navi Yeshaya says that Klal Yisrael comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they say, Ribbono Shel Olam, maybe you'll always remember the Chet HaEgel. So Hashem says, Gam Eila Sishkachna, forget about the Egel. So we ask, why does Klal Yisrael say, since there's no forgetfulness before the throne of glory, what does the throne of glory have to do with it? Just say, God, because you don't forget. Why are they saying, because there's no forgetfulness before the throne of glory? But the answer is, what they were concerned about was that they knew that the shar was etched on the Kisei HaKavod. They know there was a eternal reminder on the throne of glory. So he said, Ribbono Shel Olam, we know you have selective memory, but not if there's a sign hanging in your office that says Chet HaEgel on it. They weren't just saying, because you forget, because you always remember, therefore we're worried. They were saying, because there's no forgetfulness before the throne of glory, we're worried that you're never going to forget. And Hashem said, nah, I'll forget about that. So Klal Yisrael says, well, if you forget about that, maybe you'll forget about Kabbalah Satoira. So we asked, why? Just because Hashem will forget about the Chet HaEgel, that means Hashem will forget about Kabbalah Satoira? So fasten your seatbelts, because we have to understand what exactly the Kisei HaKavod was, and what exactly the ladder of Yaakov Avinu was. We always imagine Yaakov Avinu saw a ladder. A ladder. What, a ladder with rungs on it? Like what kind of ladder is this? So there's an amazing medrash. Look at number 18. The medrash says, Davar Acher V'hine Sulam. You know what this ladder that Yaakov Avinu saw was? Sulam Ze Sinai. The ladder that Yaakov Avinu saw was Sinai. What Yaakov Avinu saw in that ladder was Sinai. Why? Oisi ois tadein hu oisi ois tadein. What's the numerical value of Sinai? 130. What's the gematria of Sulam? 130. Samach lamed mem. 60, 30, 40, 130. Sinai. Samach yud, that's 70. Nun, another 50, 120. Yud, 130. So the Sulam that Yaakov Avinu saw was Har Sinai. Vine Malach Elikim, you know who they were? The Nevi'im, Moshe and Aaron, Oilim V'yardim. Moshe went up, Moshe went down, U Moshe Allah, Vayirin Moshe. The Malachim going up and down the ladder were Moshe going up and down Har Sinai. The ladder that Yaakov Avinu saw in his dream, the Sulam was Har Sinai. Interesting. But I thought he saw the Kisei HaKavod. Didn't Rav Shamshon of Ashtapol say he saw the Ari, the Nesher, the Kruv, the Yaakov? So the Medrash is saying that Yaakov Avinu saw Sinai, but I thought Rav Shamshon, the great Makobel, teaches he saw the Kisei HaKavod. But Rashi says on the Pasuk, Vayered Hashem al Har Sinai. Hashem went down on Har Sinai. I thought Hashem is up in the Shamayim. So what does Rashi say? Rashi says, Yochel Yorad Olav Mamish. I would have thought Hashem actually came down on Har Sinai. Talmud Loimar Kimina Shamayim Dibarti Macham. What do we learn from here? We learn that Hashem tilted the Shamayim and he put it on a har. The Yorad Kisei HaKavod Aleihem. You know what Har Sinai was? Har Sinai was the throne of glory, came down on the mountain. So the Medrash says, the Pasuk says Yaakov saw a ladder. The Chumash says, Vihine Sulam. The Medrash says the ladder was Sinai. But doesn't Rav Shamshon say that he saw the throne of glory? Yeah, Har Sinai was the throne of glory that came down on the mountain. So really, this ladder is synonymous with both Har Sinai and the Kisei HaKavod. Because what happened was, on Har Sinai, the Kisei HaKavod came down. Oh. So that means if the ladder that Yaakov saw was Maimon Har Sinai. So when Hashem said, don't worry, I'll forget about the Egel. So Klai Yisrael says, what do you mean you're going to forget about the Egel? But there's an ox on the Kisei HaKavod. So how would you forget about the Egel? So Klai Yisrael thinks. Hashem says, well, I forgot about my Kisei HaKavod. So Klai Yisrael says, if you're going to forget about your Kisei HaKavod, then you'll forget about Sinai. Because Sinai is the descent of the Kisei HaKavod on the mountain. So that's the reason why the Egel and Har Sinai go together. Because Hashem says, nah, I'll forget about Har Sinai. So Klal Yisrael scratching their head. How would Hashem forget about Har Sinai? Hashem says, I'll forget about the Egel. So Klal Yisrael scratching their head. How would you forget about the Egel? Isn't the Shar on the Kisei HaKavod? So they figure, okay, I guess God will forget about his throne of glory. So then Klal Yisrael says, well then, how would you forget about, then you're going to forget about Har Sinai. The Har Sinai is the descent of the Kisei HaKavod on the mountain. That's the reason why Klal Yisrael figured the Egel and the Kisei HaKavod go together. That's why they invoke, Hoil v'yesh shikcha lefnei kisei kvaidecha. Because they figured, if Hashem doesn't remember the Egel, he must have forgotten about his throne altogether. Because on the throne is the Shar. So Hashem says, no, I forgot about the Egel. So Klal Yisrael says, if you forgot about the Egel, you probably forget about Har Sinai. And the answer is, you know why Hashem remembers one and not the other? Because he didn't forget about his Kisei HaKavod. It's because the Shar was removed from the Kisei HaKavod, and the Shar turned into a child. So Hashem remembers Har Sinai, and he doesn't remember the Chet HaEgel.
What happened? No. We all learned in Yeshiva, right, that the ladder was for the Malachim from Chutz Laaretz, and they're, you know, coming back.
That's a different Perush, you know. That's what Rashi brings. That's, you know, many Shivim Panim LaTaira. That's referring to Malachim of Chutz Laaretz and Eretz Yisrael. But this is what the Medrash comments, that the ladder was Sinai and the Malachim were Moshe and Aaron. Okay, so with this we could...
How does it still fit in with the fact that the change took place much later?
The change took place later, but in the times of Yeshaya...
We're talking about times of Yaakov.
In the times of Yaakov, so Yaakov was shown both. That's what we're saying. Achein
yesh.
He saw. Right. Right. Based on that. Otherwise, why was Yaakov only shown one version of it? He only saw it after the transformation. Okay. One more step. What is the Mishkan called? We're gonna have it next week. By the way, next week is off the charts. mamish off the charts. This one is also, it's always, this one is off the ladder. But next week is off the charts. Purim Rav, you got, you taking notes? Okay, so next week, mamish off the charts, because, you know, did you notice there we lay in Parshas Truma? Remember when you were in Shul? Like 2 weeks ago, they took out the Torah and they laid Truma and they read all the details of the Mishkan. And guess what we're going to do next week? We're going to do the same thing again. So you had to do it twice? I mean, it's like people, they make a L'chaim and then they make a Vart. You know? Okay. You can do whatever you want, but I don't have to go to both. You know? But, no. That's the Minag. Minag, we'll leave it at that. But, why do we need Truma and Vayakel? We need to repeat all these details. And in Vayakel, you could be sure every detail is just slightly different. So there is a Vav, there's not a Vav, different expressions out of this world. Really, if you would know what we're going to do next week, you wouldn't be able to wait. So it's a good thing you don't know what we're going to do. One more thing. We know the Mishkan is called Mishkan Ha'edos. It's a Mishkan of testimony. Why is it called Mishkan Ha'edos? So Rashi says it's a Mishkan Ha'edos. It's Edos for Klal Yisrael that Hashem forgave us for the Egal. Right? Mishkan Ha'edos. It's Edos for Klal Yisrael that Hashem forgave us for the Egal. What's the Edos? How does it show Hashem forgave us for the Egal? The fact that we have a Mishkan means that Hashem forgave us for the Egal? I don't know. Maybe he needs a house. What does it have to do with forgiveness of Egal? Now, many Rishonim, the Ibn Ezra and the Sfarno, all say it's called Mishkan Ha'edos. You know why? Because it houses the Luchais Ha'edos. The Luchais of testimony. So how are the Luchais Ha'edos? They testify, right? You ever heard them testify? You heard them? So what testimony are they giving? Why are luchais called luchais ha'edos? I know they told you in yeshiva, in the same yeshiva that that you heard about the angels, they also said the luchais were luchais ha'edos.
Rabbi, it's just like the clouds. You said they can talk, so that's exactly what it is.
So I want to. So what are they saying?
They're somehow testifying.
So let's uncover. If you came into court and say, I would like to somehow testify, that would not be admissible testimony. I mean, what exactly are the Luchai saying?
The Moshe broke at the time of the Egel?
They're not the broken ones, right? They were whole Luchais in the... So what exactly, how are the Luchais Ha'edos? So what's interesting is, what were the Luchais made out of? Anybody know what were the luchais made out of? Sanpurinon. The Rabbeinu Bechaya says the luchais were Sanpurinon. Okay, where did they get Sanpurinon? They went to the nearest. Moshe said, "We need Sanpurinon." So he said, "Go to the nearest Sanpurinon store." Where they had Sanpurinon stores in the Midbar? Where'd they get this from? They dug.
Didn't Hashem create the luchais?
Tell me. I'm asking you. I'm asking the questions. Where did they get Sanpurinon from? Says Rabbeinu Bechaye. He got it from the Kisei HaKavod. Okay? From the throne of glory. That means from the Kisei HaKavod came the Luchais. The Luchais were taken from the Kisei HaKavod. And in that case, if Hashem took the Kisei HaKavod that originally had on it the Shar, and he gave it to Klal Yisrael, and he said, hang on to this, I'm giving you a piece of my Kisei HaKavod. So what Hashem is saying, don't worry. The Kisei HaKavod, if Hashem is giving us a moment, after we serve the Egel, he's giving us a memento from the Kisei HaKavod, that means fundamentally Hashem is saying, don't worry about that Shar. In my eyes, it's as if it already was transformed into a Kruv. In other words, the Tefillah of Yechezkel that transformed the shar into a kruv. In Be'enei Hashem, it's like it already happened. The reason, the way the luchais testified that Hashem forgave us for the egal is the luchais have on it the image of the shar, but if Hashem is carving out a piece and giving it to Moshe Rabbeinu, and he's telling Moshe Rabbeinu, bring it down to the Jewish people, that means Hashem is saying, don't worry, don't be afraid of the Eila that you think that the Kisei HaKavod represents. I forgot about that. Forget about it. As they say when you drive on the belt, you know? Which was a big mistake, but you shouldn't have taken that route. But forget about it. Hashem forgot about the Egal. The Shar on the Kisei HaKavod has already been transformed into a Kruv. So this perhaps is the dimension of what Chazal are saying, that Klal Yisrael said, Hoel ve'ein shikcha lefnei kisei kvaidecha. There's no forgetfulness before your throne of glory. Why the emphasis on the throne of glory? Because Klal Yisrael knew on the throne of glory is the image of the Shar. So you'll never forget about the Egal. Hashem says, no, ve'eile sishkachna. So Klal Yisrael says, what, you forgot about the Kisei HaKavod? The Kisei HaKavod is Sinai. Maybe you forgot about Maisa Sinai. Right? That's why, by the way, Chazal emphasized that Klal Yisrael is worried, not maybe forgot about the giving of the Torah. They emphasized the word Sinai, because Sinai is synonymous with the Kisei HaKavod. And Hashem said, no, Anoichi lo yeshkachech. It's not that I've forgotten about my Kisei HaKavod. It's I've removed the Shar from the Kisei HaKavod, and it's been transformed into a kruv, kekatan shenoil adami, and the limud of Parshas Kisisa is that really this is not something we would have done. We would have overcome. But Hashem, so to speak, wanted to show Klal Yisrael that even if we sin egregiously, there's always an opportunity to do tshuva. Have a wonderful night, everyone. Bracha v'atzlacha. Shkoyach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.